Welcome to Writer's Circle Radio, presented by Classical Conversations. Today's episode comes from Leslie Hubbard, in the reading voice of Cara McLaughlin. With a master's degree and a teaching credential, Leslie thought she was educated. But it was not until she started homeschooling her two sons that she began to be educated. She has directed Challenge 2 through 4, and currently serves as a Classical Conversations academic advisor.
My 21-year-old son is refusing to walk. Before you get the wrong idea, let me back up and start over. It's December, a time when we enjoy the happy strains of Deck the Halls, O Holy Night, Pomp and Circumstance, or maybe that's just me. You see, my son, the aforementioned 21-year-old, and I are having an argument. This month will culminate his 4.5 years of college studies. Of course, that's not the basis for our argument. We're actually arguing about an event in June. I want him to walk in the commencement ceremony, and now you understand my opening remark. In support of my request, I tell him that the ceremony and celebration are important and should be observed. But even as I say the words, I know that I have a really weak case because that's it. That's all I've got. Ceremony and celebration are important. I'm pretty certain I'm right. I believe it's true, but I can't explain why. It isn't much time later that the good folks at Classical Conversations ask if I would write an article for December with the theme of celebration. I agree, knowing it might help me answer my own question about celebration by forcing me to do some hard thinking and a little research. That it might give me some ammunition to use on my son is not lost on me either. A little research and a whole lot of hard thinking later, I offer into evidence 3 reasons why ceremony and celebration are important. 1. Acknowledge accomplishments. Imagine this article without punctuation. Every sentence smushes into the next, ideas bumble and blur, and meaning is a struggle to extract. Imagine trying to read it aloud. Where are the breathing spaces? Where are the obvious stopping points? Punctuation allows us to pause, think, catch our breath, grunt, sob, chuckle, look back, peek ahead, react to, and make sense of the experience. Ceremony and celebration act as the punctuation between the accomplishments of our lives. They offer a time to slow down, reflect on, and acknowledge what we have done before planning or executing the next big thing. They can even give us a chance to be grateful. Ceremony and celebration are the breathing spaces that make sense of, assess, and express gratitude for our accomplishments. They marry an emotional reaction to the physical task, creating a unified whole of achievement. 2. Accentuate events. Imagine that this is a really, really good article, so good that you want to grab your highlighter and accentuate some of its more devastatingly profound eloquence to think on, share with friends, memorize for posterity. Now imagine that you don't have your trusty highlighter. In fact, you are lacking a writing utensil of any kind. Alas, you have no way to mark the commemorative. Ceremony and celebration are the highlighters of life that allow us to emphasize memorable events. That was the best thing ever. It wasn't what I expected. I will never do that again. Turn the spotlight on them. No regrets. Some regrets. I really learned a lesson there. What was I thinking? Mark the commemorative. I've never worked so hard, laughed so much, cried such tears, guzzled so many 5-hour energy drinks. Ceremony and celebration capture the "Yeah, I did that" moment in a way we cannot if we merely forge ahead without a backward glance to the next big thing. 3. Encompass community. Imagine that no one will ever read this article. It is an article in isolation. I plan what to say, how to say it, write it, edit it, refine it to a point worthy of a Pulitzer, and then pat myself on the back. Then I began to plan my next article. Silly, right? Who would do that? Ceremony and celebration ensure that the accomplishment accepts an audience. This is more than you might think, because the audience will have more to do with than just strap on the party hat. allow me to use a metaphor to explain what I mean. When you research ceremony and celebration, you find two things, weddings and funerals. At first, I found that rather disconcerting. That's it? The only thing the internet has to say about ceremony and celebration is in regard to weddings and funerals? But the thought of funerals led me to recall The Dash poem by Linda Ellis. You probably know the one I mean. It's about a man who is speaking at a friend's funeral. He notes the dates on the tombstone, marking the birth and death of his friend, but goes on to say that it is the dash between those dates, reflecting all the years in between, that matters most. What does a dash have to do with an audience? Celebration and community with an audience adds a twofold value. One is to the individual itself, and the other is to the community. Through celebration, the community becomes invaluable to the individual. It is community that will safekeep our dash memories. What is the dash but a composition of countless events, achievements and losses, accomplishments and failures, highs and lows, ups and downs, starts and stops, and a couple of do-overs? Imagine the man at the funeral and those attending with him as the uninvited, the non-participant, the non-celebrant to the countless events of our dash. What will they have to recall, to say, to share of our dash? Without an audience, who is there to remember the events but the individual himself? We need community so that others can tell the story. Celebration makes us part of a society that shares in our events, but also benefits in turn. Celebration makes a contagion of joy and an inspiration of the moment. Within the community, maybe one who thinks, I'd like to do that, try that, be that. That could be me someday. Ceremony and celebration give others the opportunity to glimpse and plan their own future accomplishments, their own dash moments. Plato is credited with the quote, "An unexamined life is not worth living." It comes from Plato's Apology, which is a recollection of the speech Socrates gave at his trial. No one would go so far as to say that the uncelebrated life is not worth living, but the uncelebrated life is in teensy-weensy part an unexamined life. It fails to acknowledge, accentuate, and express gratitude for accomplishments, and to encompass others in the events of life that are filled our dash. I would submit to my son that the uncelebrated life is an impoverished life. It makes the individual and the others the poorer for it. Fewer are blessed, fewer inspired. Few are the history holders and memory keepers. The inward is held inward. Our dash is puny. But with a celebrated dash, the punctuation is punctuated, highlighted, accentuated, recalled and safe-kept by an accepting audience who, in turn, are blessed and inspired. Ceremony and celebration are important. They are important because they turn the inward outward, where the story lives on.
CC Connected offers parents just the right help at just the right time. Classical Conversations communities meet once a week, but as a homeschooling parent, you educate every day. So, CC Connected is designed to support you the other 4 days of the week. With its wealth of resources from video tutorials and documents prepared by the academic team to a file sharing center that puts a community of experienced Classical Conversations parents at your fingertips, CC Connected is your family's at-home classical learning center. Find us at www.classicalconversations.com/connected to join CC Connected today and let us equip you to create a unique and wonderful education for your children.
This has been a presentation of Writer's Circle Radio. For more ideas and encouragement, go to classicalconversations.com/articles.